Well, Coach, it just was Holcomb on a tear early on, and you got it within 10 points at halftime. Maybe had an opportunity to get into single digits in the second half, but then Holcomb just, like they started the first quarter on a hot tear, they started the third quarter on a hot tear as well, and you guys could not ever recover tonight.
No, you know, we had some defensive breakdowns, you know, obviously, and, you know, when you're playing a team as talented as they are, you got to pick something that you, you know, can give up. For us, you know, we got to take away or try to take away, you know, some easy low post touches, which then leads to wide open, you know, outside jump shots, and if they're going to make those, it's going to be difficult, like we talked about earlier, but, you know, we just had too many mental breakdowns. You know, whether we were switching screens or not switching screens and hedging a ball screen or whatever it was, we were just lost, you know, and that's what, you know, good teams make you pay for your mistakes, and they definitely did that to us tonight.
Well, and really we knew it was going to be a tough battle rebounding here tonight, and Holcomb has pretty much took care of you guys on the glass. That was just tough here tonight, giving up a lot of size, but they kind of had their way, just muscling their way through as well with rebounds.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, yeah, we didn't box out. I don't know. We'll have to watch it. But I don't think we were very intelligent defensively tonight. You know, for whatever reason, we didn't put a body on anybody, it didn't seem like. And, you know, when you can complain about over the back, you know, pushing the back, whatever, but when they got that size, you know, they don't have to. They're just reaching over our head and taking the rebounds away from us. So, well, I mean, there's a lot to learn from tonight. You know, we've got to be tougher. We've got to be more scrappy. We've got to, you know, get loose balls. And we just got to do an overall better job defensively.
And, you knew that was going to be tough going in. You couldn't get your shots going. You had a hard time really trying to have a hard time adjusting to Holcomb's defense here as well in this first half.
Oh, the first half, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just running down the floor, and, you know, our point guards weren't getting us into our stuff. And, you know, that's why we have, you know, certain plays that we run on makes and misses where it's automatics, and unless they hear otherwise. And, you know, we kind of went through the motions there in the first half, and, again, they made us pay for it.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game here. Beavers drop a tough one here tonight, 67-41. But it was good to see Marshall Froh back out there and has got his 12 points. You could tell he was feeling a little bit more comfortable being out there. And Zach Carson, when he shot the ball, he shot some good shots, finally got some to drop. He had 10 tonight for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Marshall's still not, you know, he's not 100% and, you know, not quite sure when he will. But, yeah, he definitely he gave us a spark. He gave us some, you know, some offense when we didn't have much of it. But, you know, having him back out there is great, you know, for the other guys as well, because he takes a little bit of pressure off of them. And then Zach did step up. You know, I thought Zach did a pretty decent job. You know, it doesn't look like it probably on the, you know, when you look at the score and things like that. But I thought he, you know, he battled down low as much as he could. And I thought he took shots that were there. So it was good to see him kind of get going a little bit. So hopefully he'll just continue on with it.
Well, you have a turnaround here Friday night. You go to Hugoton to face the Eagles, and that's not going to be an easy one. And don't know how their outcome is tonight here with Ulysses, but it's kind of back to the drawing board for you guys the next couple of days to get ready for Hugoton.
You know, we got to get some guys back to 100% or, you know, close as we can get them by then. So, you know, we need to get a lot of shots up tomorrow, and we'll kind of look at some of the things that they do. But it's really simple, you know. If we can control the tempo and play in a rhythm, you know, we'll be fine. And if we let the other team kind of impose their will on us and do whatever they want, you know, it's going to make for long nights. So there's a lot of things that they can learn from this game, you know, toughness and physicality and you know, working for, you know, positioning where you want the ball. So, you know, we'll look at it, and they'll get better. So, you know, I'm not worried about our guys. You know, it's one of those games that, you know, it's got to be a learning experience. And as long as they take something away from it and they learn from it, you know, we're going to be fine. It's kind of hard to take tonight.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining me post-game. Beavers dropping here tonight, 67-41. Coach, thanks again, as always, for the time, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.